On the Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
Chris Barsby joins us now. Morning, Chris.
Sean, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. Looking forward to a big day of racing, a big weekend of racing coming up right throughout the country, but in particular with New South Wales. We go harness racing tonight at Bathurst. There is an 8-event program scheduled there. First race getting underway local time at 5:04. Michael Dummersey is calling all of the action, as he does most Wednesdays now, and he's given us two good things for the program tonight. He's marked race 3, number 3, Shannon's the Man, as one of his better bets on the program. Michaela Barnes taking the drive on that runner. And the other good bet for Michael tonight comes up in race 6, number 4, Hit the Track. Nathan Turnbull booked to drive that runner. So race 3, number 3, and race 6, number 4, the two good bets for Michael tonight. It's a good program coming through there from Bathurst tonight, and that first race repeating getting underway at 5:04. Very shortly, Ricky Algin will be joining us. Ricky's been in great form, not only down there in New South Wales, but also here in Queensland. He's got a key runner in the Reckliffe Gold Cup taking place on Saturday night, so he'll join us very shortly. The big talking point out of yesterday down there from Menangle was the trial of Major Dan. Kevin Pizzuto, Todd McCarthy combining 149.5 his time in a trial yesterday. As we know, he's gearing up for the Group 1 Lensmith Mile on June 30, but he ran splits of 27.1, 28.3, 27.1, 27. So he ran the first half in 55.4. He finished off in 54.1. That was his first run since he was successful on April 13. And he was most impressive, did it very, very well, still plugged up. And I did speak with Kevin Pizzuto this morning, more than happy with the way he's come through that trial yesterday. So we'll have more news in a matter of minutes, because Ricky Algin is now joining us. He's online, and I'm sure he's looking forward to the big weekend coming up, in particular here in the Sunshine State. Ricky, good morning.
How you going, Chris?
Very well. It's been a happy hunting ground for you, Queensland, over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, it has. All the horses have been racing well, and yeah, we've had a bit of luck along the way, so it's been good.
Absolutely. Let's go to Reckliffe on Saturday night. Massive night there. 9 races. One of the features is the Reckliffe Gold Cup. This race of $50,000. Mo Casino, he's been one of the stable stars during this stint here in Brisbane. He lands the inside gate. That must have been music to your ears yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, it certainly was. I was sort of checking for the fields all afternoon, and then when the message came through that he drew one, I was pretty stoked.
He's a brilliant beginner, which gives him a great chance of taking this staying feature.
Yeah, touch wood. So far, his manners have been nearly perfect. And yeah, he loves to roll along, and he's been proven over the distance. And I couldn't be happier with him, actually.
You're based at Reckliffe, so what about him handling the track?
Not a problem at all. Okay. Yeah, he's worked. Okay. You know, his work since he's come to Queensland has been, you know, really, really good. And his work this week has been absolutely spot on. So there won't be an issue with the track.
Okay. How's he been since that last run? He was a scratching last Saturday night.
Yep. No, he's been really well. He had a little nail press early last week, and I could have patched him up to get him through, but he really didn't need to race last week. So I was happy to scratch him and just look after him for this race. So, yeah, everything's falling into place so far. But, you know, it is a tough field.
Okay. Well, just on the field, what was the runner that stood out for you when you were analysing the field and what you're up against?
I mean, Lilac Flash, obviously, I'll have him as the horse to beat. He's won at top level, and he's beat nice horses time after time. You know, you can't write him off. Obviously, a couple of Grant Dixon's runners, a Hoka Punter, and that go to the front line now. You know, whereas we've given them a start in past times when we've beat them. But, you know, it's an even field, and I think any runner in the race can probably win it. So you couldn't write any of them off.
Okay, but you're more than happy with your own runner, Mo Casino.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier. I mean, he's ready to roll, so, you know, really looking forward to Saturday night.
Okay, well, that's race 6. One of your other key runners on Saturday night at Reckliffe lines up in the Derby, which happens to be race 5. Regulus, a last start feature race winner. He absolutely thrives at this track. Are you happy with gate 2?
Yep, it's the first time he's actually had a good barrier draw this time in Queensland. So, really happy with the gate. The field, you know, it's quite a quality field. So, I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay. Does it give you options lining up from gate two? Because he is a horse with good gate speed.
Yeah, there's plenty of options there. That's probably one thing, you know. He's already in the running line. You know, whether we use his gate speed or, you know, we'll just weigh it up at the start. There's some really nice horses in it. So, you know, the start will be essential and, you know, the first couple hundred metres will probably determine what we do.
Okay, there's a key early scratching already from the Reckliffe Derby. Trojan Banner, who's unbeaten since coming over from New Zealand. He's been officially withdrawn by his trainer, Alistair Barnes. Nothing too major, but he is out. A couple of key runners from down your way. Dazzle Me, Barry Lou ventures to Reckliffe. Make Way for Sonia Smith and Anthony Butt. And Barrett, who we saw win last week, now prepared by Mark Jones and Aaron Goadsby. He's having his first local run. They're quality paces as well.
Yeah, they are. Look, I've got a very high opinion of Dazzle Me, and I know the connection to as well. I go back to his run at Bathurst in the heat of the, I think it was a Gold Chalice. So it was a race at Bathurst anyway. His run there was really, really good, and his record speaks for himself. You know, but Redcliffe track sorts a few of those horses out. I know my bloke can handle the track. Make Way's run at Penrith last week was really good. Once again, he's travelled up this week and first look at the track as well. You know, it's a very even field, and I think luck in running will determine the result.
Okay, well, that's the Derby race number five. A couple of your other runners up here that have been going really well. Little Change, who starts in the first race, continues to thrive here in Queensland, and she is watching. She's been terrific up here.
Yeah, she has. I mean, Little Change will... He just tries his best every week, and he loves the speed on, and he's always hitting the line. So he'll run another good race on Saturday night. He loves Redcliffe. She's watching, yeah. She's actually absolutely flying. Her first run was really good when she won at Albion Park, and I actually thought she could win again the other night, and she did. Chris Geary drove her, and, yeah, now she's a B5 mare, but she's only a C3, so we might just have to go back a step and, you know, try and race her through a country grades a bit. Just depending on how long we decide to stay in Queensland. But, yeah, I couldn't be happier with all the horses up there.
Okay, good to hear, good to hear. I've got to ask about the trotter, Tough Monarch. Is he close to a race return or a trial?
He'll trial at this stage on Tuesday at Menangle.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say all but certain he'll trial there. He worked really good this morning. Still got plenty of condition on him. He'll probably take a couple of trials before you see him back at the races, but... Yeah, he's feeling really good at the minute.
All right. Long-term aim, are we looking at the Inter-Dominion in Auckland?
Yeah, look, I'd like to think we could get him there. Not every day of the week you can have a horse good enough to travel overseas with. So, I mean, all being well, that's the plan. He'd have to be going really good at the time because we wouldn't just take him to make the numbers up. We'd have to be a live chance. But, yeah, I think he's right up to him. So that's the plan.
All right, good to hear. Well, appreciate the time this morning, Ricky. We'll see you trackside on Saturday night at Reckliffe. You've got two key runners there, Mo Casino in the Reckliffe Gold Cup and Regulus lining up in the Derby. Appreciate the efforts this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Chris.
There's Ricky Alchin joining us from Sydney there, so he'll venture to Queensland later in the week for that big night coming through at Reckliffe on Saturday night. Just some other key news coming through. As I said, that big talking point yesterday from Menangle was all about Major Dan. The former USA mare, I should say, Blue Moon Stride, was in that same trial, finishing third, now prepared by Noel Daly, raced by Emilio Rizzardi. That effort in her trial yesterday was very, very good, so I'm sure Connections would have been very happy with the way she performed and hopefully has come through that trial. Of course, she's a high quality mare, beautifully bred, and given that time, I'm sure they've got a lot to build on. That was her first run in a heck of a long time, so there's plenty of upside there with Blue Moon Stride. Speaking of the Stride mares, Lily Stride, the Breeders' Crown winner, this is the trotting mare, beautifully bred daughter of Muscle Hill. She was able to score in a trial yesterday. The time was only 1:59.3. 3, but it was a very impressive final 400-metre split there, 26-7. Anthony Butt had the winning drive there for trainer Noel Daly, so plenty of upside with both of those former American mares, Lily Stride and Blue Moon Stride. A former Kiwi that's gone to the stables of Craig Cross in Sydney is Alta Orlando, a very well-performed pacer, 7-year-old now, a son of Courage Under Fire. He's now into the stables of Craig Cross, so expect to see him starting in the next couple of weeks. It'll be interesting to see if they line up towards a race like the Len Smith Mile or just go through their grades. Who knows? We might even see him here in Brisbane during the Winter Carnival, but he's a good quality horse. He's won 11 from 57 and he's banked more than $300,000 in earnings. Alta Orlando. The good quality mare, Major Occasion. She ventures to Melbourne tomorrow for Chris Frisby and Anthony Frisby. She'll be starting at Ballarat on Friday night in a Vic Bred heat. She goes around in race 6. She's got a bad draw again like she did in New Zealand when she went across for the Jewels. She's got to overcome gate 7, the outside of the front row, but everything is progressing nicely with Major Occasion, and as I said, she'll head down the highway tomorrow in preparation for that race on Friday night. Elmer's Image, speaking of Bathurst, he went to the trials on Monday night, finished second there behind Make Mine Memphis in the trial. Make Mine Memphis will start on Saturday night in a Breeders' Challenge semi-final, and Elmer's Image was second there. The time was just over 1:55, so he looks like he's certainly on target for that Len Smith Mile, the Group 1 feature on June 30. Just on Bathurst, Cristiano Rose, a very nice two-year-old filly for Matt and Gemma Rue, looks like her season could be over. It looks like she's going to the paddock for a break. She's only had the 3 career starts, but looks like her season is over at this point, Cristiano Rose. Franco Totem, Make Way, Let's Strike the Gold there, due in Brisbane in the next couple of hours for Sonia Smith and Anthony Butt. Franco Totem starts in the Redcliffe Cup on Saturday night. There has been a change in ownership with Franco Totem, previously raced by Dean Shannon, now bought by American Interest and switching stables, going from Brittany Graham to Sonia Smith, but he ventures back to Brisbane in the next couple of hours and he'll be starting on Saturday night. Make Way goes around in the Derby there on Saturday night. Here's a nice horse from Tasmania that goes to a good stable in Sydney, Kadar, going from Todd Rattray in Sydney to his brother James. He's a well-bred colt. He's by Roll With Joe out of Exclusive. He's only had the 2 career starts, 1 win, 1 minor placing. He's a last start winner at Launceston, and that was back on May 3. He's getting set for the Breeders' Challenge Regional Series coming up in the next couple of weeks, so keep an eye out for him. Kadar, K-A-D-A-R, goes pretty good now with James Rattray down there in Sydney. Couple of horses that are starting on Saturday night at Melton with a viewpoint to Sydney. Anna Malak goes around in race 8 on Saturday night, drawn gate 2. He's a dual Group 1 winner, being considered for the Len Smith Mile. Riley Major, fresh off his track record last Sunday night at Hobart, won easily, rating 154.5 on a cool night. He starts at Melton, goes around in race 5, has to overcome the outside of the second row, gate 11, but Rowan Hillier, his trainer driver, is considering a Sydney campaign for him. Who knows? Maybe if he performs well on Saturday night, they might have a throw up the stumps and have a crack at the Len Smith Mile. Riley Major, he's a very talented performer. He's won 15 from 22, over $130,000 in the bank. So he's going along really well. So hopefully he'll race well, win well on Saturday night, and then he'll go to Sydney for a shot at the Len Smith Mile. Feels like a winner who trialled yesterday for Alex Elgin, younger brother of Ricky. She's on target for the Group 1 QBred Triad Final. That's a Group 1 $100,000 feature on July 20. She was unplaced in the trial yesterday, but they're happy with the way she's going. She's a daughter of Mr. Feelgood. 3 starts, 1 win, 1 placing. She's been group placed already, so she trialled yesterday. On target for that triad final coming up on July 20. And Zebek, who won the New South Wales Trotters Derby recently, he was back at the trials in Melbourne across the week, and he went to Mirrabarra. He was able to win there. He's obviously getting set for the Victoria Derby and a couple of other features. So the New South Wales Trotting Derby winner is certainly on target for a couple of features down there in his home state. And Queensland trainer Chantel Turpin, who was in the winner's circle at Menangle last Saturday night with the 2-year-old filly, A Rainbow Delight, she's got more runners going down to Sydney this Saturday night. Argyle Beach, Innocent Crocker. Both mares are in rich vein of form, and they're going to be very competitive in their respective races on Saturday night. Matt Gregor, one of the stable stars, he's going to be worked today, and then they'll make a decision whether or not he goes with those mares on the weekend. He is a horse that absolutely thrives on the big track there at Menangle, so don't be shocked if you see him down there in the coming weeks. He's probably likely to have a trial down there before he starts, but he's been off on a freshen up, but he's going along well. But a workout today will determine whether or not he goes around with those mares in that Sydney campaign. And Anthony Butt has been confirmed as the driver for Taking the Gold for Kerri-Ann Morris on Saturday night up here in Brisbane. So Taking the Gold will be driven by Anthony Butt in that Group 1 feature. So we really look forward to a big weekend of harness racing action. There's some star power here, there and everywhere. Plenty of great interest with New South Wales trained runners going around here in Queensland and down in Melbourne as well, with Major Occasion amongst others stepping out in that Vic Bred series. Sean, that's all the news for this Wednesday. Amanda will be back on deck with you tomorrow, and I'll join you again next Wednesday morning for On the Pace.